waiting for the corn to be ready to harvest and for the boats to come into dock. That's the pace of life as summer draws to a close in Deltaville on the Middle Peninsula.
Okay.
But at the Fishing Bay Family Clinic, things have been busier than normal, says pediatrician Karen Ranson.
I've probably seen back 15 to 20 patients. And these are patients that I've been seeing since they were born, but then had to stop coming in at 18, and now they're back.
They stopped because they aged out of Medicaid. They're back because of Medicaid expansion. All summer long, this practice has seen new Medicaid patients. The older adults go to Dr. Sterling Ranson, Karen's husband.
So I'll get the kids, my husband gets the adults. Kids grow up, they go over across the hall to the other side. It's truly a family practice. And with my husband having grown up here, we know everybody, they know us.
Which is why they can't turn anyone away. Luckily, the community here is a good mix of insured and uninsured. Dr. Sterling Ranson says that makes it possible to take on more Medicaid patients, even though the state reimburses doctors less for them.
Seeing Medicaid patients is at a financial loss, absolutely. Right now, we see enough of the commercial insurers that pay enough that we can make up that difference. So it all balances out.
And it certainly helps that their clinic is backed by a larger health system.
I have not gone home at night thinking, how in the world am I going to take care of all these people? So no, that hasn't happened yet. Will that always be the case? I don't know.
Many of the providers I interviewed are asking themselves the same question. According to a recent audit of Medicaid expansion services, access to primary care is strong throughout the state. But that's measured by distance to a provider, not by how quickly you can get an appointment.
Hey.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Across the Rappahannock River is the Northern Neck Free Clinic, where nurse practitioner Tamara Hall is already seeing some cracks in the system.
Patients that have gotten approved for Medicaid and eligible decide that they can leave us, and so they choose to, and when they call to make an appointment, they've been told 6 months out is when the earliest appointment would be.
So the patients have returned. That's possible because the board here voted to become Medicaid eligible, partly because they were worried there wouldn't be enough local doctors. John Wilson also works at the free clinic.
Yeah, the question always was how much local providers could absorb. So it's just trying to make sure they have a medical home.
According to the Department of Medical Assistance Services, just over two-thirds of primary care physicians say they're willing to take on more Medicaid patients. But that leaves a third who won't. Mitchell Miller and I met up at a hotel lobby where he was attending the annual meeting of the Virginia Academy of Family Physicians. He owns a private, independent practice in Virginia Beach.
I personally sleep better at night because I don't have to answer to anybody, but I make less money.
Miller doesn't accept Medicaid because he says his small business can't afford to. He thinks any gaps in the system would get filled by doctors like him if lawmakers would raise Medicaid reimbursement rates even more.
100% I believe that. I would love to do it, you know. And it, like I said, it breaks my heart to just turn anybody away because of an economic factor. That just does, it makes my skin crawl. Reality. It's just reality.
The other reality is the program is still growing. By some estimates, another 85,000 people could sign up. So demand on doctors and the healthcare system is only expected to rise. In Deltaville, I'm Mallory Nopane.